The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Some great news stories there, right? With us in studio is a returning guest. His name is Rob Barron. And he is a graduate of Grinnell College. I didn't realize that. Rob, welcome back to the NewsHour.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
What a great school to graduate from.
Oh, it was a wonderful school.
Well, yeah. And you have gone on now. You won a second term on the school board here for the Des Moines School District. Congratulations again.
Thanks to that interview I did on the show.
Of course it was. Yeah, millions of people turned out to vote for you on that day.
That was the margin.
It was the margin. And we're grateful. I've had the opportunity and the great pleasure to know Rob Barron for a number of years now. We've kind of traversed in very similar circles over the years, and good to see this bit of an award, a $30,000 award. It's called the Wall Award. Tell us about what that is.
Well, let me tell you about the award. So I'm a Grinnell College alumnus, class of 2002, and I was born here in Des Moines, so I kind of defied the trend, one of the few Des Moines or Iowa guys that goes to Grinnell, and so Grinnell, since 1996, which happened to be their sesquicentennial, right, has awarded something called the Joseph F. Wall Alumni Service Award. And they award two a year, except they just awarded one this year. But it's in honor of a former dean of the college, really beloved guy who really championed service and ethics and so they give these awards out to alumni that are doing work in a service field somewhere to either start a new project or to extend a project that they've been working on.
And your project was selected this year as a winner.
Yes.
And this is in keeping with your tradition at the same time, because you're of Latino heritage.
I am.
And you have started this organization. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, so the first time I was elected to the school board was 2013. Mm-hmm. And that year, in fact, one of the reasons I ran that year was because we had never in Des Moines elected a Latino to any office, school board, city council, none of that. So I felt like I could get one campaign. I could win one campaign, give the community a seat at the table, which was important because the school district, the enrollment of the school district is about 25% Latino. So to never have elected a Latino to the school board was a black eye in my mind for both the Latino community and for Des Moines as a whole. And after I won that race and kind of got settled into that role, it occurred to me that there needed to be something out there similar to some of the initiatives that are out there to help get women elected, mm-hmm, to help elect Latinos. And the first step of that was figuring out how many Latinos there were elected in Iowa. Nobody had ever done that before.
Really?
There was no census. There was no number out there. So we counted about 12. And that's 12 out of about 7,500 school, city, county, and statewide,
wow,
elected offices.
And the numbers of Latinos in Iowa continues to increase, especially in rural Iowa, where we're seeing those population really skyrocket, right?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a school board guy, so I look at things in school enrollment terms. But if you look, so there's about 330 school districts in Iowa. 20 years ago, when I graduated from high school, 50 or 60 of those had no Latino enrollment. Today, same number of school districts, only one lacks Latino enrollment. So it's, you know, there's pockets where there's a high concentration, but really the Latino community is everywhere across the state. So it's a real gap that they're not engaged in helping lead at the civic level. So what we did was we went out and funded or created an organization that was focused on going out to these communities and educating and empowering Latinos to run for office.
And this is called the Latino Political Network, LPN, correct?
Correct. And it's a nonpartisan entity. It's a nonprofit. And what we do, the services that we offer are free. We will go to Storm Lake or Perry or Iowa City and gather folks and talk to them about the issues that are important in that community, learn those, and then provide some real rich content about what it takes to run for office and to win your first campaign. And we've had great success with that.
Well, you come from a political background yourself prior to the school board, correct?
I do.
And you did what?
I worked for 13 years for Senator Tom Harkin
right. In
Des Moines and in Washington. And that is as much as anything a great stepping stone to what Grinnell is honoring me for right now. There are none in Iowa that have that set of experiences. You know, to have gone to an institution like Grinnell, Latino Heritage, work for a guy like Tom Harkin, and to be able to put that all together, I feel like it's my responsibility to do something like this because I can leverage those experiences in the context that I have then to make the path a little easier for the next 2, 3, 10, 20 elected officials.
And when we talk about the Latino political network, how does this work? When you say that you're offering them some insight in how to run, does that get as basic as when to file, to learn the issues and when to file and those types of things?
It does. It's very practical.
Mm-hmm.
One part of the training talks about a win number. People who have been around before know, okay, well, this is how many people are probably going to vote. So, and, you know, maybe there's five candidates, and so I probably need to get this many votes. And then, you know, what do I need to do to start eating away at that number that I need to get to? Well,
then it becomes mechanics, doesn't it?
Then it becomes mechanics. But right. But you have to give people that instruction manual.
Because
they
don't
there.
Know. Yeah.
No, in unless you're, you know, somebody like me who had some of that information passed on to me, then, you know, the likelihood is you're not going to get there. And that's why we see so few Latino elected officials, is because the people that they can lean on are just not there in the community. So we had to build a mechanism so that they had folks around them that could help them get to that point.
And with so many of these pockets of large Latino populations, we can talk about Marshalltown, we can talk about Sioux City, we can talk about Storm Lake, for example. Places where there are large contingents of Latinos, it would seem only normal, wouldn't it, that some individuals might get elected there?
You would think so, right? You would think so. But, let's take Denison, for example.
Sure.
Denison's over a third, probably about half of the population is Latino. There is not one Latino elected official in Denison at any level, city, county, school, state legislature, not one. And I don't think that is for a lack of capacity. I think that there are probably Latinos in Denison. I know for a fact that there are, that could be very good city council people or school board people. And they are not running. And part of that is because we just as a community don't really invest in the process of making sure that good people are running for these offices.
And there's no models.
There's no models.
Right.
You know, I was coming over here getting ready for this and thinking, well, this is business talk show here. You know, how am I going to relate this stuff? But for me, it's succession planning. You know, so you've got a lot of executives and future executives listening to this show right now, and they're thinking constantly about, you know, who's following them or who's going to lead the organization that they sit on the board for. That same thought process as a community in any community across the state does not happen when we think about our local elected officials. So I'm taking one slice of it. I'm taking the Latino side of it. And I'm saying, okay, listen, we will work on this part. We will make sure that these folks are ready and empowered to serve so that succession planning happens for our local leaders.
And it does have a business connotation to it as well, because, and I don't care what office you run for, city council to the United States Senate, all of those things do impact business in one way or the other. And if you are running in a city council race, you better be able to talk about economic development for your community. And if you're making up nearly half of the population,
you have to be able to make decisions that are going to impact everybody
yes.
in your community.
Yeah.
And you know, as a taxpayer, you know, as somebody who's on the other side of this whole thing, you know, I want my elected bodies to represent all of the interests of my community.
Rob Barron is his name, ladies and gentlemen. He has just been awarded, and this is so special, the Joseph F. Wall Alumni Service Award. And by the way, there's going to be a celebration for this award. It's going to be over at a Mexican restaurant here in West Des Moines.
Yes, El Fogón.
El Fogón.
Very new restaurant, less than a year old, family-owned. It's at 1250 8th Street, so it's just south of the freeway.
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a bunch of things over the years, this spot has, and I think it's going to be El Fogón for a long time because
good.
These guys, this family has really done a wonderful job of really kind of giving the type of menu that you don't necessarily see in Mexican restaurants. It's very individual, and I love it because you walk in, the first thing you see is somebody's making tortillas. And so 1 o'clock on Saturday,
we'll be
at El Fogón, and it's just a celebration. This is I'm the one that nominally gets this award, but this is a community achievement, whether you're Latino or not. So we want folks to come out.
El Fogón, ladies and gentlemen, 1 o'clock, and that's at 1250 8th Street in West Des Moines. Thank you, Rob, for doing this.
Thank you, Michael. It was a pleasure.
All right, we're going to have to duck aside. When we come back, the deputy counsel for the state of Israel, his name is Itai Milner. We're going to be talking about economic development and a whole global stance. That's next here on the Business News Hour.